got me amused, but in Alabama, almost all mules.
Columbia, Tennessee was the mule capital of the world at one time.
And down over in really West Tennessee, too, there's a lot of mules over there. And I guess, and then in some areas where they had a lot of logging, did they ever use oxen around?
My father never did. Now, I've some of them using, but my father never.
The only people I've interviewed that really used much oxen were like timbermen. And they were evidently fairly easy to train to pull logs and so forth. Now, whereabouts would he keep his hogs and so forth?
Well, he just had lots for his hogs. So it come a certain time, now I want to kill one or two, whatever it might be. Then he'd put them in what he'd call a pen and really feed them.
Those lots, were they big fenced in yards?
Not too large, but they'd be, quite size. And just take corn out there and just throw the ears in.
How did he go about butchering his hogs? What all would he do? Can you tell me the process that they go through?
He had it was three poles, and he had a chain up here, come down here, and he could, and he put us between the rear legs of this hog. Have a stick or sharpen each end, and then he just and he they I mean that's what they claimed he was the best about sheep. And what he done, he'd pull that sheep up there and then he'd cut so much here on the rear part of it and just get a hold of it and pull it back a little, and then he'd pour cold water in it. If you let the wool touch the meat, it does something to it.
Those sheep, what did they call the male sheep? Did they have a special name?
The sheaves, or ewes, I think they said back then, and the other was rams.
What about his hogs? What about his male hogs?
Yeah, boars.
And any name, what about his female?
Sow, they just say sow.
You know, now, say that they want to use one of the hogs for meat or something, didn't want to breed him, what would you call that? That would do to the male, say a young male hog, to keep him from reaching
what they'd say was cut him. You know, it just makes him from a male to the bar, nothing.
That's the kind they use for meat hog.
Mm-hmm. And he'd do that himself. He'd cut.
Talking about the hogs now. When they were real first born, they called them just
pig.
Did they have a, when they got up, say they were weaned, they got a little bigger, did they have a name for them?
Schultz.
What about a female that hadn't been bred yet? Did you have a name for her?
Well, before it's bred, I don't remember particularly, but after they're bred, they call them sows.
Did you ever hear them talk about gilts?
Hmm.
What were they?
Well, now that was a very young female.
Still really young. The long teeth that came at you, what did they call those?
Tusks.
Are those pretty dangerous for one of those tusks?
Not really. Now, if they're out in the woods and get wild, they're pretty dangerous, but not if you've got them around close.
Did they have any special name for wild hogs?
It's wild hogs. Now in that section, a wild hog, if you catch it or get a hold of it and feed it, it's all right. Now these wild hogs over in the mountains in Florida and Georgia and whatnot, and well, there's